This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Tuesday, that is 18th of August. Well, bulls remained in control of D Street on Tuesday, pushing Sensex and Nifty higher by over 1% each despite mixed global cues. Now, Sensex rallied by nearly 500 points while Nifty 50 closed with gains of more than 100 points. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex rose 477 points to close at 38,528, while the Nifty 50 ended with gains of 138 points to 11,385. Now, experts are of the view that the way Nifty 50 closed above its previous swing high placed near 11,370 and 11,380 levels suggests that the momentum is likely to continue. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in realty, banks, finance, consumer durable and metal stocks, while mild profit taking was visible in the healthcare space. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index closed with gains of 1.1%. while the small cap index closed 1.3% high. Actually, they both were in line with the benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like JSW Steel, Kotak Bank, Ultratech Cements, as well as Grasim Industries. Top Nifty losers include names like Gail India, Cipla, Tech Mahindra, and BPCL. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the realty index rose 4%, followed by the BankEx, which was up 2.1%, and the finance index closed with gains of 1.8%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like DLF, Grasim, Havells India, and Adani Enterprises. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Adani Enterprises, India Bulls Housing, as well as Wipro. Short buildup was seen in stocks like BPCL, Page Industries, and Gail India. Well, at a time when Sensex and Nifty both rallied over 1% each, there are more than 180 stocks on the BSE that hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Tidewater, SRF, Alkyl Amines, as well as APL Apollo. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, KNR construction stock jumped 6% after the company announced its June quarter earnings. Billasoft share price surged over 14% after the company formed a global strategic cloud alliance with Microsoft. Now, GPD Infra Projects was also in focus. In fact, the stock price jumped over 10%. Vascon Engineering share price fell over 5% after the company reported consolidated net loss of 37.3 crores for the June quarter. Telecom companies ended mixed as the Supreme Court is heading the matter pertaining to the repayment of adjusted gross revenue, that is AGR dues, by telecom companies. Now, let's also find out how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. In fact, the major trend is intact to positive and a recent consolidation breakout could start fresh leg of the rally. That's what most experts suggest at this point in time. But Nifty has to continue to hold above 11,250 zones to witness an up move towards 11,500 and 11,600 levels, while on the downside, support exists at 11,200 and 11,150 levels. That's what Chandan Taparia of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.